Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
This is without question the dumbest argument I think we have ever had off or on the air. In fact, it started off the air and we brought it on air. If you follow us at US 99 Mornings, you may have seen it last week. But Melissa and I got into an argument as to whether or not a butt pill could be taken via the mouth or if it needs to be taken another way.
Yeah. And this is an easy answer.
I don't even get why
this is an argument.
Okay. This is why we have brought in our producer, Kyle, to come in and mediate this fight. Kyle, can you lay out the ground rules for us?
Very simple in this very stupid debate. Each of you have 30 seconds to make your case on if you need help with your butt. If you take the pill orally or with the cream. And Austin, you won the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second?
Well, if we're talking butts, you know I got to go number two.
Oh my gosh.
There we go.
Okay.
Melissa,
yes.
Which side of the argument are you taking today?
I'm taking the side that you have to use a cream or an ointment.
Okay. So are you ready for your case
why
you need to use a cream for some issues with the bottom?
I can't believe we got into a discussion about this in the first place. Okay, let's go.
All right, you got 30 seconds. Timer's ready. Let's go.
Okay, first of all, I have to say Austin's wrong. Austin's always wrong. Here's some reasons why. Poor absorption. Some medications or supplements just don't absorb well through your gut. True. Mm. It's factual. Fair. It's like trying to get, you know, Wi-Fi in your basement. It just doesn't happen. All right.
15 seconds.
They're processed by the liver first. It breaks down a big chunk of the pill before the body can even get to use it. Good luck getting through with all that. Mm. What makes you think anything that you swallow goes directly to your butt? You've got to go right to the source. That's how it fixes it.
I didn't get the and on that one, but I will say, you did bring in some Melissa's weird science with that, which I very much appreciated, and made some good points. Austin, your case in point is that you think you need to take a pill if you got some problems with the bottom. Are you ready to make your 30-second argument?
Well, not before I remind people, 312-946-4995, if you would like to weigh in. I can't imagine many of you want to, but
but maybe somebody has experienced this.
That's true.
And so then they have their own personal experience with it.
They have taken an actual bottom pill. Here we go. Yes, I am ready to go.
All right, go.
Look, if there was one thing science has given us, it's options. And I, for one, am thrilled that I can take my butt pill orally. Or as my daughter calls it, a bottom pill, because we don't say B-U-T-T at home.
I like that.
Pill goes in, problems go out. I mean, come on. Why would I choose the scenic route when I can just swallow my pride 15? And the pill all in one go? It's called efficiency, people. Mm. Plus, it's 2025. If we can have self-driving cars and robot vacuums, surely we can treat our butts with, you know, treating our butts. So yes, I'll take my butt pill by mouth.
Five,
thank you. Because
four,
some doors are meant
three,
to stay closed.
Two. Oh my gosh. With time to spare. Gosh.
It's faster to take it by mouth.
It takes longer to take it by mouth.
All right, guys. You guys both made some very compelling arguments, but I'm ready to make my decision here.
Ooh.
In the case of Melissa versus Austin on if you have a problem with your bottom, how should you take it? I am going to go with Melissa.
Thank you.
Melissa's science argument outweighed everything, and you got to trust science. I'm so sorry, Austin.
Yeah, sorry, Austin. Got to go through the gut. Just doesn't work from the top to the bottom.
And you know what? You're going
to
be
right to the bottom.
Unfortunately, Mel, I think he's going to be a real pain in our bottom. So do you have any of that cream?
Okay. All right.
As a matter of fact, Kyle.
Wait, what?
You guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
One's got to go, of course. Power. by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. You send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which ones got to go. Joining us today, look what the cat dragged in. It's our dear friend, Allie in Crystal Lake. Allie, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. All right, Kyle, let's go.
Well, Allie is a flight attendant, by the way.
Stop.
Yes.
Oh, I always wanted that job when I was younger.
So one's got to go, and this is coming from an expert. One's got to go. 10-hour road trip or 20 hours of flying?
Oh, my God.
Allie, which one's got to go?
Oh, geez. 20 hours of flying.
Really? Why is that?
For me personally, I mean, I like a good road trip.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't have to work. It's like 20 hours of straight work. No, I'm saying 20-hour flight's got to go. I'd much rather have a road trip because then you can, you know, you can pull off at pit stops. You can sightsee a little bit.
Yeah. Well, 20 hours is like you're in like a tube. You know?
You are in a tube.
You're in a tube.
I do enough of that.
Right?
Allie's in enough tubes as it is.
Exactly. And so I'd rather not be in that. But driving is scenic, too. So that's why I'm getting rid of the plane for 20 hours.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Next one up from an 815 texter. Very interesting. One's got to go. Free oil changes for life or free tires for life? Allie, which one's got to go for you?
For me, the free oil changes, because I feel like I could even just watch a quick YouTube video. Tires are expensive.
Oh, good.
So you want the oil changes to go?
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa?
Wow. Okay, well, here's why I would rather have the tires go. Oil changes are every, 3,000 to 5,000 miles-ish. And so you have to go over
5 to 7 if you have the full synthetic.
Well, I don't. I think those are the fancy cars.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true either. But you have to go all the time, and it's like $100 every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tires, maybe $1,000. I don't even know. But if they are, your oil changes are going to add up.
Yeah.
So the tires are going to have to go because the oil changes are going to end up being more expensive.
I was going to say the tires had to go, but then Melissa said tires had to go, so now I'm changing it. I'm saying the oil's got to go. Give me the tires, baby. What?
Just for that reason?
Yeah. Why? Why else? What other reason do I need?
Okay, last one, Allie. And this is just for you today. We want to know, from a flight attendant's point of view, one's got to go. Somebody who won't stop complaining on a flight or a baby who won't stop crying on a flight?
Oh,
which one's got to go?
Man, this is interesting coming from you.
Melissa or Melissa? Which one's
Why? Don't talk to her like
that. Yeah, man.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I think the complaining person has got to go because that baby has no control over what it's feeling.
Oh.
It's never been in a plane before. How are they supposed to know how to pop their own ears? Mm. That's a little baby that doesn't know what's going on. A full-blown adult needs to learn how to behave themselves on a flight.
Awesome.
That is exactly
that's
right.
A good answer.
Perfect answer.
She had a whole dissertation for that answer. I love it.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Christine in Lincoln Park for dear Melissa and Austin, who does not want to choose between friendship and money. Christine, what's going on?
Well, I met these three new friends at this networking event recently.
Uh-huh.
And we really got along. We really hit it off immediately, and they wanted me to be their, they kept calling themselves the Three Musketeers, so they wanted me to be the fourth musketeer.
Okay.
They were really fun, and they have really good hearts, but I just quickly realized that they have much bigger budgets and more expensive tastes than I do. Like, they think nothing of going to the priciest restaurants in town, like, a few times a week. And so I'm just wondering, is there to, like, run with a crowd without running into credit card debt? I like them as friends. I want to be friends with them, but I just can't afford their lifestyle.
I have one friend who makes, like, a ton of money. I think I've told you about this before, Austin.
I mean, I don't make that much, Mel.
It's definitely not you. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
Never mind.
It actually probably is. But, no, you're probably the second one. Because Austin makes bank.
I do not.
So, anyway.
What are you talking about? We make the same. If
so anyway,
even.
No. So anyway, I love her, but I sometimes have to avoid doing things with her because she does like to go to expensive places. So sometimes I'll be the one to suggest a place that is a lot less expensive to see if I can get her on the same page to go with me to a place that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're maybe paying $12 for a meal as yeah. opposed to, you know, $50 for a meal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. Would they go for that? Or do you think they're not that type of girl? What do you think?
Maybe it's worth a shot at least once to try, but I just, I yeah. don't know. It just feels like they are way out of my tax bracket, you know?
Yeah. The responsible thing here is to definitely make it known that, listen, like, I can't keep up. I think, you know, if they are true friends, they'll be like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Let's find something a little like, you know, kind of like meet in the middle a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah. I guess if you did that, you'd find out if they really wanted to be your friends.
Yeah, right. Because
they would have to really go down to places
exactly.
that they're not used to going.
Like if
to.
They can bite the bullet on, like, you know, their tastes, their high end tastes, then yeah, then I think that should be able to help you
How
out.
How do people make that much money?
They don't work in radio. That's the first step.
Well, yeah. It's funny. I see these big, giant houses, and I'm like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, yeah. And it's not radio.
No, it's not.
I can assure you that.
No.
Yeah. Well, listen, we want to thank you so much for calling. We hope this was able to help at least a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for your advice. I'm just going to have to have a conversation, I guess.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll understand. We're keeping our fingers crossed that they're good enough people,
yeah.
like you said, good hearts. So let's see if they hold true to that.
Yeah, worst case, you can always hang out with Melissa and I. We don't spend that much money at all.
You want to come over? I'm making some dinner tonight.
Yeah, I've got some ramen on the stove if you want some.
I got mac and cheese as a side dish.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. All right, good luck. If you need advice, feel free to email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you happened to tune in to Melissa and Austin yesterday, you may have heard the incredibly hilarious comedian Paul Reiser join us. And while we were talking to him, he told us that he goes under whenever he goes to the dentist, even for like a simple cleaning.
Yeah, he actually has to go under. And I thought, getting a teeth cleaning isn't that hard. No, I enjoy teeth cleaning.
No, see, I got to agree to disagree there, Melissa, because I thought it was a brilliant idea. And it's something that I wanted to look more into. We have got joining us right now, Dr. Daniel Onesco from Water Tower Dental Care right here in downtown Chicago. Dr. Onesco, is that safe to do? Have you ever done that when treating a patient, put them under just for a simple teeth cleaning?
Well, I've got to say, you have to ask, going under, what level of going under? Because people will use that as a catchphrase for many different levels. So if it's like general anesthesia, there's a lot of risk involved, and that's more like in an OR situation, and you're also getting maybe other dental work at that time. But some people just use like a Valium with nitrous oxide, and then they're so comfortable and they're kind of out of it where they feel like they're under, but they're not, like, it's not general anesthesia.
But are they conscious?
They're very sleepy. So like in our office, we use like an oral sedative, like like a pill, like a Valium or a Xanax, and then we layer in nitrous oxide, and then they're so comfortable and there's some amnesia effect to it. So at the end of whatever procedure we're doing, they're like, oh, well, we're done. But they need a driver to get home, but it's not general anesthesia where they're being like intubated and like going under like in the OR.
Have you ever had to do that?
For really anxious patients, yes.
Really?
Yeah. In that case, you're doing other work too. It's not just a cleaning. You're doing like any other root canals or crowns or fillings, and you have to bring in an anesthesiologist for that.
Why have you not offered me Xanax?
What? Well, we can talk next time.
Oh my God, I had no idea you had that.
I know. This is like all sounding super nice, making the trip to the dentist a lot easier on me as a guy who is just terrified to go to any dentist. So
I've got to say, nitrous oxide laughing gas is, I think, the safest and the easiest, because once it's off, you can go back to work, you can drive a car, and it really takes the edge off. And that's used for regular cleanings.
How long does it take to wear off?
Honestly, like a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was super easy. You've never given me that either. Thanks a lot for that.
I could honestly use some of this gas just to get through every morning show, honestly.
That's crazy.
Question for you, Dr. Daniel Inesco from Water Tower Dental Care, right here in the heart of Chicago, joining us right now. This is always important for me when it comes to a dentist. When I'm sitting in the chair in your office, where is the placement of the TV? Is it on the wall? Some have been putting it on the ceiling.
Oh, we just upgraded all our TVs into the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
In the ceiling now.
They're 50-inch TVs that are up on the ceiling with noise-canceling wireless Bose headphones.
Ooh.
It's such a game changer.
Oh, my gosh. That is a game changer. Because a lot of times I have to read the closed captioning, and that's hard to do when I've got your fingers in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. So we give you the remote. You can turn the channel. You can turn the volume. Such a game changer for patients.
That is a game changer.
You see why I go to Dr. Dan Inesco?
Exactly. Doctor, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it. And we really had to check with an actual expert after what Paul Reiser revealed to us yesterday about how he gets the gas just for the simple cleaning.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too.
We're reopening our Blue Cross Blue Shield soundstage. It's been a minute since we've had a very intimate acoustic performance just downstairs from our studio. And we want you to be there for a very special occasion with John Morgan when he comes October 24th. But
you're going to have to know the trends, because this is Trends with Benefits. So who do we have on the line?
Our contestant of the day today is Catherine in Oak Park.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have a chance to win these John Morgan tickets on our Blue Cross Blue Shield soundstage. It's Trends with Benefits. We've got three news stories. We have two that are fake. One is real. And then you have to tell us the real one. Do you think you're ready?
I think so.
Okay.
Hey, that's good enough for us.
Yeah, works for me.
Well, with that said, let's play. Story number one. Jelly Roll unfortunately found himself in the hospital after breaking his wrist while rollerblading, with himself calling the experience, quote, embarrassing on many accounts.
Story number two. Katy Perry was photographed locking lips on a yacht trip with former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
And story number three. Dierks Bentley is helping fund an AI-powered dating app that only matches you with people who have the same coffee order.
Which one's the real one?
Ooh, I think it's number two, the Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau story.
Is it Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau? Yeah. It is!
Congratulations! Good job!
Yay! Thank you so much!
Oh my gosh!
Catherine, you're going to be coming into our building for the our Blue Cross Blue Shield soundstage when John Morgan comes and plays. It's going to be awesome. We can't wait to meet you.
Awesome! I can't wait either. Thank you so much!
Yeah, make sure you come up and say hi. Enjoy that show.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay! Thank you. Hold on the line.
Another chance to win these tickets this time tomorrow. So, like Catherine right there, make sure you're brushed up on your trend.
It's Melissa and Austin.
Let's get to some great news.
It's time for the Graded 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Hey, lose weight like me. You're also going to feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Lucy in Naperville.
What's your great news?
I went to the Jordan Davis concert and I got to meet him. And I got to see Kyle, Melissa, and Austin, my favorite radio host.
Oh, hey, Lucy. So excited to talk to you.
Yeah, Lucy, that was such a treat getting to see you on Friday night at the show. That was awesome. So let everyone know, you got hooked up for your birthday with a little meet and greet with Jordan Davis.
Yeah, I got the passes on Friday.
And what did you think about Jordan?
Oh, my God. So nice.
So nice. What did you guys talk about?
I asked him his favorite song, and then we got a photo.
I love that.
Oh, that's so cute.
Now, were you surprised, or did you know going in that was going to be what was going down?
No, so my mom, you on, I think, Tuesday?
Yeah.
She kept it a secret till Friday for me.
Oh. Love that.
I didn't even know until I went in.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's a call area.
That's a great surprise. How did you feel when you first found out?
I was a little nervous, you guys.
Were you really?
Yeah. I mean... A little nervous.
Yeah, it's all right. Melissa's met him a few times before, and she still gets butterflies in her stomach whenever he comes around.
Do you really, Melissa?
A little bit. He's a handsome guy.
She's very attracted to him, let's say. Yeah.
Okay, Melissa.
Yeah?
Who are you more nervous about meeting? Russell Dickerson, who I know you love.
Ooh,
I do.
Another one.
Or Jordan Davis.
Oh, man. That's a tough question, Lucy.
She used to date a guy who looked like Jordan Davis.
They look a lot alike. I think I might have to say Jordan Davis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Don't you hit on my man, Lucy. Yeah.
I was singing Loud and Proud for I Ain't Saying.
I was too, and I was thinking about, excuse me, I was thinking about you when he was singing that song. I'm like, where's my girl?
I tried to look around for your voice and twirling my head around.
Yeah, it was the one that was off key. So if you heard an off key voice, that was Mel's.
I admit.
I couldn't really hear her voice because the whole Allstate was singing. So it was all singing.
No, it was such a fun show. And for those that don't remember Lucy is the very sweet. How old are you, Lucy? 12?
Austin, I'm 10.
10. Oh, see.
Get it right, Austin.
You know, you're 10 years old, but you act 12. You're very mature for your age. She joined us in studio with her entire family. And, you know, we got a chance to meet her. And it just an incredible girl, incredible story, incredible perseverance. Through everything that you've gone through. And Lucy, it was so great getting to see you.
And then I called in for another Great A Day.
That's right. Yeah, it was another great. In fact, Great A Day is kind of where you made your debut.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so. Well, Lucy, this is another great story. And it was great for me. And I want to say that this is my great at eight, is that I got to see you at Jordan Davis because I love Jordan Davis and I love you. And I got both of those all in the same night.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty fun.
Well, Lucy, listen, thank you so much for calling us. And thank you for taking the time to say hello to us on Friday night. And please do us a favor. Give your entire family, mom, dad, brother, all the biggest hugs for us, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Lucy.
You're welcome.
We're looking for the strangest couple pairing. 312-946-4995. What I mean by that is, if you were listening to Trends with Benefits earlier, our real story in Trends with Benefits this morning was the story about how Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were seen locking lips on a yacht over the weekend.
Yeah, what's strange about that is that you don't usually see a pop star with a prime minister.
Right, really. You don't really ever see anyone from the arts paired with a politician. Yeah.
That's just kind of crazy. And I had a girlfriend. I just remembered this. I have a girlfriend who was a vegetarian or vegan. I get all those confused. Whatever it is, she does not eat meat.
She married a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, she doesn't eat meat, but she married a guy who worked in a fancy butcher shop.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Not only does he eat the meat, he does it for a living.
Right. And I don't know how those two got together.
Yeah, right, right.
But they did.
Well, you always hear about, the Packers fans marrying the Bears fans and vice versa. And, the house divided. But yeah, when your jobs are
Yeah.
Or your livelihoods are at complete odds.
Yeah, completely. So there's just sometimes you look at a couple, or maybe it was you or you know somebody, and you're like, how did those two get together? But they did.
Yeah, 312-946-4995. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be you. This could be another couple that you know of or that you're friends with or, you know, that's in the same, you know, daycare circles as you. Whatever it may be.
Doesn't matter.
312-946-4995. We are just on the hunt for the strangest couple pairing. We want to find a stranger couple than Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. The singer of Fireworks and the former Canadian Prime Minister.
It's so bizarre. They're cute together.
I guess.
Just weird.
It is, yeah, it's very weird. 312-946-4995. Help us out. Maybe it was like a you know, a teacher that married her student or something like that.
What?
I don't know. Christy in Maryville.
Do you know somebody who was a strange couple pairing?
Myself.
Why is that?
Because at the time that I met my fiance, he's 10 years younger than me. He had no kids. I had four. He was 25. I was 35. He still lives with his mom.
Oh, my gosh. He apparently didn't mind that you had four kids.
No, he kept pursuing me. Like, he would text my phone, and I kept telling him, no, you're 10 years younger than me. This isn't going to work. I have four kids. You have no kids. And he just would not give up. And here we are.
Wait, so you're together now, and how long have you been together?
12 years.
Oh, wow.
12 years.
Out of here. Did you have more kids?
Nope.
Okay.
Didn't have any more kids.
Oh, my gosh. So age difference, kid difference.
Yes.
All of that. Wow. Okay, well, that's a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kyle in Chicago.
Kyle, what's the strangest couple pairing you've ever seen?
So actually, right before you got off the air right now, you reminded me, there's actually a, I have two, actually. So there was a teacher in my school who, like, sniped one of the girls after senior year. Like, they were just together after that.
They got together after her senior year?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if they had anything else going on beforehand, but...
Are they still together?
I believe they're still together, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah,
there was definitely a connection there, like,
teacher
before
and student.
School got let out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the same school, another girl got with the janitor.
What? What?
I grew up in a small town.
Oh my gosh.
Like Slim Pickens, I guess.
So your school was like a meat market, basically. It was like, who needs dating apps when you could just go to your small town high school?
Right.
Oh my gosh. So is the student and janitor still together?
They are not. They're not together.
Oh, well, darn it.
He probably swept her right off her feet.
They were together. They were together for a long time.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know what school you went to, but there's a lot of love going on in that high school.
I'll say. Seriously.
Yep.
Well, listen, Kyle, thank you so much for calling and sharing, man. We appreciate it. And did you happen to meet your wife in high school?
I did not, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You missed out.
You missed out. Yeah, you could have dated the librarian.
Right.
Well, thank you for the call, brother. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Look, I don't know how to tell you this, so I'm just going to tell you. It's 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. And joining us today are our dear friends, Katie in Harwood Heights and Anna in Palos Hills. Katie, why don't you say hello to Anna?
Hi, Anna. Hi, Katie.
All right, ladies, you're up for tickets to go to the St. Jude Dream Chicago event where you get to dress up, free food, and free drinks. It's going to be fantastic. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. John Party isn't a doctor, but if he was, according to his hit single, he'd probably prescribe you medication for what?
Oh, I have no idea.
3 seconds. We're looking for heartache. He would prescribe you heartache medication.
All right, question number two. What country star is nicknamed King George?
Anna. George Strait.
Is it George Strait? It is. Anna's on the board. 1-0. Question three. In 1992, Brooks and Dunn had a hit song that made for some big time line dancing around the country.
Anna. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Is it Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy? It is not. Katie, you got a guess? 3 seconds. We're looking for Boot Scootin' Boogie. Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Oh, man.
All right. Anna still leads 1-0.
Question number four. Luke Combs is a featured artist on the song Different Round Here. Well, who sings that song?
3 seconds.
Katie.
Katie.
Riley Green.
Is it Riley Green? It is.
You saved yourself.
All tied up heading into this fifth and final question. The winner of this is going to the St. Jude Dream Chicago event.
What is Frederick Bentley's stage name?
Anna. Dierks Bentley.
Is it Dierks Bentley? Anna, you're going to the St. Jude Dream event. There we go. I love that. There we go.
Yes.
That's amazing. Are you more excited about the free food, the free drinks, or dressing up?
Both. Everything.
I love that. Look, winning this merits that type of response because this is these tickets are $250 a head. This is one of the most incredible events. You're going to get some great live entertainment out there, and it's going to be so much fun. We're very excited for you.
I'm excited too. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for playing, Katie.
All right, bye-bye.
Another chance to win these tickets this time tomorrow.
Melissa and Austin. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.